broadcasting live from the OC. It is Aurora with the Lucky You, Fuck You Too podcast. And her guest this week, none other than the one, the only, the Googe.
Hi.
Hi.
Fucking stupid.
Why are you so
I watch all the stuff. Shut up.
Thank you. But yeah, what was your Easter Sunday, first of all? Let me start by saying that. Hi. How are you?
Happy Easter.
Happy post Easter.
Wonderful to see you.
Wonderful to see you. What did? Yeah. Oh, thank you for the cookies, by the way. That was very nice.
Why didn't you eat the other one? The other one was just like a chocolate chip.
I'm not done eating them. All right. Or did you eat them?
No, I didn't eat it.
I mean, I'm not eating them all in one day. Still have time.
Because you're like, don't get the gross ones. I'm like, I hope you know, like, I got you the chocolate, and I got you the chocolate chip.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I was just hoping,
I'm all,
don't be trying to say you don't like chocolate chip. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to be eating them. All right. I don't eat them in one sitting like you and Brett.
Can I tell you what makes me laugh? What? Is your Wu-Tang Clan shirt.
Oh, I love my Wu-Tang Clan shirt. You know what's even funnier?
How tiny that fucking shirt is.
I know a little kid who has that exact same shirt. Who's like 3 years old,
and yeah, I saw the them same size
walking
too, right?
By, and I was like, "Hey, I have that on 5T, baby girl."
No, I'm like, I. It almost makes me want to try it on.
You should the stretch material.
It probably would.
It's pretty stretchy. It's pretty stretchy. Yeah, it's so cute. It looks like a cute little like a baby tee.
Oh, I believe it. I mean,
I've worn it,
it
several times.
I feel like I need to see you put it on
the Red Hot Chili Peppers
because that shirt's it's literally a legit baby T-shirt.
It's a baby tee. Didn't you see my Red Hot Chili Peppers baby tee that I got?
I didn't see the video or anything of you wearing it.
The Johnny Cash one.
I don't think I've seen you wearing any of them.
I have this is my Red Hot Chili Peppers one.
Oh my god, that is crazy.
See, isn't that
That's
cute?
That same size?
Yeah, same size 5T.
That's unbelievable.
I cut out the neck.
Uh-huh.
And then it just kind of looks like a off-the-shoulder baby tee.
Yeah, but it's crazy because it's tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, I'm kind of tiny.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I mean, I have big boobs, but I'm not like huge.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's just...
Are you trying to say I'm not tiny? Just kidding.
It's just, it's literally a baby fucking t-shirt.
I know, it's super cute.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I invented it. No, I actually didn't invent it, but...
Or did you?
I did see it on a TikTok. And that TikTok, the TikTok I saw it on, the girl was like super skinny. And she was like, I'm wearing a 3T. And I'm like, yeah, that's not going to fit me.
So yeah, 5T like, though. Come on.
But I'm like, I bet you they have up to 5T in that. So then I went and I got a 5T. I'm like, yes, bitch. Mm-hmm. I can fit into this 5T.
Nice, man.
Of this shirt. I guess I don't have a picture of me wearing it.
Yeah, great story, dude.
I thought I had like a cute little pictures of me wearing it. But
you know, it's a great story is this one
know,
where you don't have a fucking picture.
I don't have any pictures of me wearing it next time. Well, next time I wear it.
Stupid dick.
But I feel like I wore it for something recently. I took a picture of it. And now I can't find it. Oh, you know what I think I did? Is I took video of it and put it on my stories. And then my stories delete. I really didn't take pictures of it. Boo.
That's a problem. Nice. Who's the shithead now?
I know. That's really bad. But
you're
it's
really
super
the worst.
Cute. I know, but it's super cute. Oh, I'm wearing it here.
Let's see.
This is the Notorious B.I.G. one. See?
Wow. No, it looks good.
Yeah, that's the Notorious B.I.G. one I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm wearing
Who's that bitch?
I'm like, I'm wearing it there. I knew I had a something in it. Something to go with it. Anyway, so how was your Easter?
My Easter was wonderful.
Yay.
We got together. My sister did like build your own little pizza, little party.
That's cute.
She brought like little pizza crust and everybody, she put whatever toppings on, just heat it up in the oven. It was so cute.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was actually kind of nice. It was kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best crust because it was like pre-made crust.
Yeah.
But it was still pretty good.
Do you still make your kids like Easter baskets or no? They're still
Their mom did.
Okay,
their
that's
mom
nice.
Did. I've never been the Easter Bunny. Mm. I suck.
Terry dressed up like the Easter Bunny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she did. She's pretty funny. She does it every year, I guess, since the kids have been... born.
Uh-huh.
She's been doing it since then. Look how cute she is.
Oh my god. Oh! Oh my goodness. That is so funny, dude.
I know, right? She really went for it. I was gonna go over there and take like inappropriate TikToks with her being the Easter Bunny, but dude, I slept until one, so I missed it.
Dude, why are you so lazy?
Well, I went out the night before to go see the Tauris.
They're your boys of summer?
Yes.
Obvi.
That's the only song I know.
Right. You were sat there for 2 hours. You're like.
So I saw them, and then I got home like around one or two, and I was just beat, and I fell asleep, and then just was out.
Remember, we're going to go see Manic Hispanic, though?
I know. It'll be the same thing. I'll be out.
You know, one of the original members of Manic Hispanic died? Steve Soto?
Yeah, you told me that.
But you don't know. You don't remember.
No, I'm too young to remember.
What was the thing about Steve Soto?
That he was big?
He was a big, giant, fat guy.
Yeah, you told me that, too.
And he lost a bunch of weight, and then he looked terrible. Like, some people, I think he needed to be bigger.
No, well, the reason why he looked terrible, because there's just, like, a lot of, like,
loose... He was gaunt.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Yes, we're gonna go see them. And then...
and they also, do like Mommy's Little Monster.
Aquabats is playing with him.
Oh, is that? That'll be cool.
Yes, Aquabats is pretty cool.
Is Nick going?
No, he opted out.
Why doesn't Nick want to go to shit?
He said, "I'm good." This is exact words. And I thought he was going to change his mind when I said that you were going. And
no,
then,
he definitely doesn't want to go if I'm going.
Well, Brent's going.
Right.
And then he knew Brent was going. He's like, "I'm good." And then I told him all the Gooch is going.
Right.
And then he's like, "Oh, so now I have to go?"
No.
And I'm like, why would you have to go because the Gooch is going? I'm just saying that I don't want you to feel left out.
Right.
Because the Gooch is also
Everybody's
going.
Everybody's going except for you.
And he's like, "I'm good."
Right.
So I'm like, okay. But see, the reason why he's good is because it's the week of, the first week of May.
Uh-huh.
So, like, May the 4th, that's when we're going to go. But May the 2nd is when him and I are going to go to Disneyland.
Oh, I see.
So we're already doing something that Tuesday, mm-hmm. and that's Tuesday's a drum day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't want to do something
Tuesday.
He's over
Tuesday your shit. He's over it, yeah.
So he's not going in. That's fine. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm not going to say who on this podcast, but I found out that somebody I really don't like was at that show I was at last night.
Mm.
Not last night.
Male or female?
Female. Two females. See you next Tuesday, females.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see them because I was in VIP and they were where the peasants were.
right.
So I cannot see them.
You're
with
so
my
bougie.
Eyes. I know. And they weren't like up front, like how when I saw you and your son, you guys were like up there.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't up there.
Right. Did you see them or you just saw their post or something?
I just saw someone told me that they were there. And I was like, dude, I wish I could have seen them so I could have been like, hey, you.
Should have spit on their heads.
You right there. You can eat my butt.
Mm-hmm. Like eat that. My fucking cornhole.
Eat my fucking ass. Mm-hmm. But no, I didn't get the pleasure and that was fine.
Alright.
It would have been a nice thought. Yeah. It made me happy that I was in VIP and they were not.
Yeah.
That always
well, it's funny that we're a VIP for Manic Hispanic because those are such lame shows.
It doesn't matter. Being VIP for anybody is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they do like Mama's Little Cholo.
Yeah.
Do you know this? I mean, do you know any of this
song?
No,
I don't know.
You know Mommy's Little Monster?
Nope.
From Social Distortion?
I don't know any of them.
You're literally lame.
I know.
But you can say you went, though.
But I have fun when I go to shows.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Well, so that part does not matter.
Well, so what do you think about, I mean, not to switch gears, but I mean, what do you think about the whole... Because I just saw another fucking stupid video of, it was like the Bud, no, it's Coors?
It's Bud Light.
Is it Bud Light? What do you think about that whole fucking stupid thing?
I think that people are stupid that are shooting beer.
They're literally dumb as fuck.
They're dumb as fuck.
No, the video I saw, the guy had a fucking, like a steamroller kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And they ran over like, I don't know, 1,000 cases of beer? And
you're like, it's just a waste of money.
So you're like, okay, so you bought... Beer.
All this beer. So you gave the company that you hate all the money.
All the money.
And then you decided not to drink
it. Dude, and it was legit like thousands of cases.
Yeah,
and it's like, I don't understand. It just is so dumb.
Because people are stupid.
And it really went woke. Oh, okay. So you're going to throw... By the way, if you want to talk about Christianity, it's a sin to throw away beer, is what I say. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess Kid Rock did it too.
Yeah, well, that he was the one I think that's kind of started it, and you're like,
oh, he started it. I didn't realize.
He was one of the first ones that I saw. This one was like in like in
Kid Rock, who was a big drug addict and a big time whore and a big time everything.
Look, hold on, look, how many cases is that? I mean, that's hundreds and hundreds of cases. I mean, that's...
I see.
I mean, it's insane. And again, it's like, you just wasted thousands of dollars of their beer, but you still bought it, you stupid asshole.
I know. People like that are stupid.
It's literally dumb. It's literally the dumbest... People like that are stupid. It's literally the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
So Kid Rock, was a big druggie, a big whore, a big all that stuff, mm-hmm. and now all of a sudden it's Christian and God and wants to do all this stuff. Like, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's dumb. But I mean, that's the thing. People tend to be stupid.
And who throws away beer? That's all I'm saying.
Stupid people.
Like, literally drink the beer and be like, I'm not going to buy any more of this beer. I could see that, sure.
Sure, but like, whatever. They're stupid.
Well, no, some asshole did it with Jack Daniels did something too?
I don't know.
Jack Daniels did something. Yeah. They maybe put a rainbow flag on their fucking bottle or some shit. And some fucking asshole dude, he's like, I'm going to throw away my mirror that I've had for like 25 years. And he's like, he had like 10 or 15 bottles that he threw away. He's like, oh, these are like limited edition. This one's like 150. This one's $200. And just dumped them all out. I'm like, again, who are you hurting?
Nobody.
And, you know, and everyone was making fun of the guy because he was wearing like overalls. And they're like, this big old fucking like Oshkosh bagosh motherfucker, like wearing overalls.
But that's who are the people who do this stuff.
It's just crazy.
That's like the basic what they look like. Basically, it's what they look like.
I just don't get it. I legitimately try to put myself in their mindset, and I just legitimately, and I'm not even trying to be anything. I'm like, I don't understand.
No, I know.
So somebody put a fucking rainbow on something, and then now you're gonna like throw away all your shit? Like, I don't understand.
It's stupidity.
It's literally daft.
It's stupidity. Mm. It's the most stupid thing in the world.
And again, I can even say, hey, this company's what? Drink the shit, and then fucking say I'm not gonna buy anymore. Throwing it away for a fucking video?
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars of shit?
It's stupid.
It's insane.
This has been going on for years. Like, with other companies and with other places.
And I would like also to say, too, I mean, this is for all the, like, sort of, like, Trumper people out there. Like, those are literally, they're always like, oh, fuck your feelings, and facts don't care about your feelings, fuck your feelings. And it's like, literally, dude, like, those are the biggest motherfucking sensitive, overreacting, fucking, like, snowflake motherfuckers on the planet.
Yeah.
They fucking freak out about everything. It's crazy.
They have the most anger inside.
I mean, but, like, you literally freaked out because they put a fucking a girl on a fucking beer can. Who gives a shit? A trans girl.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just the amount that they freak out is beyond belief. You know what I mean? Boy, and Dick Man... Same thing. He's like the biggest fucking snowflake you'll ever meet.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
Any little
I met him and he's already reacted before, so
but any little thing sets him off and I'm like, I don't understand.
Mm.
It's like you're the big bad Republican, you're the big bad like whatever. Why the fuck, and you're calling everybody else fucking snowflakes, but you're the only one I know out of everybody that I know that fucking freaks out about everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just sad, really.
Yeah.
That they get so upset about everything. It's just, or that they have, oh God, somebody posted a video. They're like, oh, I'm going to go to like, I want to say Arkansas, but they're like, oh, it's like the most racist state or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a white guy carrying a Black Lives Matter sign.
Yeah.
Watching the way those people fucking react to him. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Did you see that video?
No.
Man, you're like, you know, cause again, people go like, oh, well, like, oh, America's not that bad. Yeah. It's not that racist. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's the most.
We're not in California.
Yeah.
But those other states, woo!
I mean, for me, people who are always angry, they're fearful people. They're scared.
Right.
So I just never think about it, and I just don't care enough to even, like, even in my head, fathom the thought of, like, why they're doing anything, because I just know, because they're scared, and they're dumb. So for me, I don't even entertain the idea to understand people like that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think because I work with all kinds of different people, I always try to go, well, gosh, you know, I try to, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt, I guess, or whatever. And you're right. It's because they're scared. But the thing is, like, why are you scared? Because I'm like, you know, even like the whole, like, oh, because that's one of the big things, like the whole trans book story time. I'm like, I've walked around on this earth for, you know, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen one, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I only hear about it in the news.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, I've never even seen that ever. Mm-hmm. So they're acting like, oh, all these, like, it's happening all the time, every yeah. day. And you're like, dude, you're fucking freaking out for really nothing.
Yeah.
And maybe it happened once or twice in some other state that you don't even live in.
Yeah.
But the news, like, blew it up, so now you're fucking, it's your whole thing.
But even if it was happening everywhere, who cares?
I understand it, but yes. I'm saying, but it's not.
Yeah. But who cares?
I mean,
but do you know what I mean? Like, that's what, when I, because I work with a lot of different people too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I've always worked with, like, different kinds of people of different kinds of ages
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably maybe up to, like, 200 people,
mm-hmm.
even if they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
And when I understand, like, parents that are like that and that will, like, say it out loud about it,
uh-huh.
I'm always just like, okay, bye, have a good day.
Sounds
you
good.
Know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't even entertain the idea of why, arguing with them, anything. Just like,
mm-hmm.
have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, sounds good.
Because it's like, there's no point.
Wait.
There's really, like, zero point. I can't put any of my effort and energy into letting somebody with, like, ideals that I don't agree with or whatever stance that they have stance mm-hmm. on suck up my
you
energy.
You don't even want to hear it.
Or my time.
Right.
Or my time.
No,
like,
I feel that.
Like, anything negative like that, you're sucking up my energy, you're wasting my time, you're making my energy become negative, and I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
What I need to be surrounded is with positivity and light and kindness.
I agree.
Things that are full of love and positivity and things like
that. I'm getting to that point.
So, therefore, I don't care. Like, I don't want to know about your background. I don't want to know what led you to the point of your ignorance. I don't want to know what led you to the point of your stupidity. I don't want to know because I don't give a shit about you enough to care. So I'm just going to let you lead that life
and
move on, you know? But that has always, like, been my take, I feel like, for forever.
Look, this is a motherfucker in Texas getting fucking tacos.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing two fucking open carry
yeah.
pistols.
Yeah.
You're like, to get tacos?
Yeah.
With your kids or whatever? Like, yeah. It's like, why are you so scared?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I mean, we can stop talking about this, but this is one of those things that, like I legitimately believe is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, people spend too much time watching fucking news,
mm-hmm.
too much time watching it. Focus on your actual world that you live in. Our world that we live in is very blessed. Mm-hmm. We have too much food. We got too much, like, we got, you know, like, we have a very good, blessed life.
Yeah.
And so, with the people, like, all these, you know, Mexicans coming over the border and all this stuff. And you're like, bro, you live in South Orange County.
Yeah.
Are you seeing this rampant, mm-hmm. you know, influx of Mexican people raping and killing mm-hmm. people? The answer is no.
Yeah.
So, why are you so scared? Because you're watching the news all damn day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude. Get your head out of the social media.
It's everything. It's not just the news. It's also the people you talk to. It's also social media. It's everything. But instead of focusing on that, focus on how you can spend your energy to help people.
Right.
And be more positive. Focus on helping homeless. Right. Helping the dog shelters. Helping the animal shelters. Focus on planning stuff for the fucking earth. Like, you could do anything else except for fucking bitch and complain and moan and gripe and all this
True.
Other stuff. Focus on something positive.
And by the way, and if anybody listening to this podcast feels like we're, like, fucking talking, or if it feels like I'm talking shit, I mean, I know people personally that I said, look, I challenge you because they fit in that category. Mm-hmm. I said, I challenge you, don't stop watching the fucking news.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on your life as it is.
Yeah.
And 100% of those people, which was only a few,
yeah.
they said, I stopped watching. And they're like, dude, I'm way happier.
Yeah.
Right. Because yeah. your life is objectively good. All this shit that's making you mad on the fucking yeah. news, it's like, dude, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, people do the same thing when they get off social media for a while. You know, mm-hmm. they feel happier.
Yeah, reset.
They reset. Anything like that. You know, mm-hmm. anything that's making you anxious
mm-hmm.
or anything that's making you mad or something like that, it's like, that's probably what you should get away from.
True.
It's probably a good sign of something that you should get away from and not be a part of, right?
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, that's like, I feel like, at this age that you are,
mm-hmm.
I'm still a little bit younger, so I still have some time to grow. But sure. at this age that you are, you know, that's the age where you find out all that stuff that you should just be focusing on
True.
positivity
well,
and good energy and what you could focus to make other thing positive.
Well, in a whole sort of positive flip side of this whole thing, like I was talking to one of my friends about the whole, like, I'd watched a video where they were talking about, like, you know, when you're, like, stewing about something
mm-hmm.
and your mind just keeps going and going, and like, you know, if you know that you have to talk to somebody, mm-hmm. and you're like, well, if they say this, I'm gonna say that, and you're like, yeah. and you're stewing, and they're like, you know, when you realize, I mean, this was powerful for me at least.
Yeah.
They're like, when you realize like that it's just extra energy, and you realize that you're in charge of that voice. Mm-hmm. And so like, I will literally catch myself stewing about shit, and I just go, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out. This shit doesn't fucking matter.
Yep.
Stop fucking wasting your goddamn effort.
Yes.
And I'm like, and dude, doing that actively,
yeah,
is so much fucking happier, dude.
It is.
So it's yeah. but it's easier said than done.
It is easier said than done, but it is everything, like everything else, practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, you know, mm-hmm. Reinforcing. So it's just like anything you learn mm-hmm. to do, you know. Yeah. They say don't complain out loud.
Mm-hmm.
They say try not to do it in your head either, because right. you're manifesting shit.
Right.
Negativity, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Do I go to dark places? Of course.
Of course.
I'm only human. I go to really dark, fucking terrifying places in my head mm-hmm. where I will never repeat out loud to the universe because sure. they're that dark.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you learn to refocus on mm-hmm. things that make you happy.
That's right.
Or things that you should be doing, or people that you should be caring about, mm-hmm. and focusing on their focusing on them healing, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
instead of the other shit.
Well, yeah, I think I told you, like, I watched that, well, you know, that was a Green Mile where they're like, he yeah. goes, I can feel the way all these people hate
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, feel what we feel about
yeah.
you, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like that as a statement is like, yeah. dude, you have so many people that care about you.
Yeah.
Focusing on the fucking negative.
Focus on the negative. Focus but I mean, that was a lot of empathy about that too, because he took everybody's
no, for sure, for
too,
sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, which is a lot to take. And you know, like, I've hugged people when they're sad, even though they mm-hmm. don't want to be hugged. Mm-hmm. I'm invading their space, sure. but I tell them, you have to accept my love.
Let me love you.
I was like, you have to, and then they start laughing. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. It's a hard thing, but like I said, you have to surround yourself with people that are positive. Mm. And it's okay to have down days, and it's okay to vent,
sure.
but you just can't be in that place for too long.
Well, and again, it's and be mindful of the sort of destructive
yeah.
spiraling of your thought processes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, actually, it's funny. I did that to somebody the other day. There's like his one of my friends, his half brother died,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, oh, you know, he was just saying it like this and this, but then like, he kind of like just turned, and you go, oh fuck, he's fucked up about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like he initially didn't seem like he was.
Yeah, but he is.
And then I was like, oh man, sorry, I got up. And he's like, oh no, don't, I don't want a hug. And I'm like, you're getting one anyway, motherfucker. You know what I mean? And you know, he's like, and then same thing with Dick yeah. Man, went and gave him a hug too. And he's yeah. like, I don't want a hug. And he's like, I don't want to start crying. But it's like, hey, bro, you know, go ahead and cry, man. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's for sure a thing.
Yeah, yeah. In that situation, I'm like, you got to take it, bro.
You got to take the love.
Take the fuck.
Take my love. I'm giving you all my love. Take my love.
Sure.
Everyone's yeah. afraid of it. Like, I tell a lot of people that I love them. Not a lot, but because mm-hmm. I don't know that many people. But I tell people that I love them,
mm-hmm.
and some people don't say it back, and that's fine. You don't mm-hmm. have to.
Right.
And for the love of Pete, like, I'm just letting you know, like, people out there love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with telling you that I love you without you saying it back.
That's right.
You don't have to say it back, but know that you are loved.
Be open to it, man.
Be open to love, receiving love. And if you're not okay with saying it back, that's okay, too, because I'm just letting you know you are loved.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
That's it. You know?
Well, and you know, I'll tell you, as a guy that like kind of like, you know, I acknowledge that like I don't want to be fucking crying in front of everybody every day. But on the same token, you know, the more you normalize, like, dude, I'm a human, man. Like, yeah. fuck, there's shit that makes me fucking sad. There's mm-hmm. whatever. And so going, you know, if somebody's fucking sad, it's like, yeah, it's fine, dude. You're yeah. a human.
Yeah.
You're a male, but who gives a shit? It's like, yeah, that doesn't mean you can't be fucking sad.
Yeah, you can have all the same, you have all the same feelings inside.
Right.
You have all the same feelings mm-hmm. inside, and you're allowed to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
well,
right.
Well, and I mean, unfortunately, I think, you know, at least in, you know, my generation, I think we're sort of conditioned that, you know, really with the boys don't cry mm-hmm. thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the fucking day, I'm just like, I don't give a fuck anymore. And I tell my kids regularly, I'm like, hey, dude, your emotions are your emotions. Mm-hmm. Just let them out. Like, yeah. there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
No.
You know? Well, I think I told you, like, one time, like, my son's grandpa died on his mom's side,
mm-hmm.
or he was dying, and he got real sad and everything. And the only reason why I was like, hey, calm down, because I didn't want the guy to feel bad, because he was still you know, I wanted to say, like, let's go in and try to cheer this guy up. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, let's just go walk. Just compose yourself. Let's go back in. And I told him, I said, I'm not saying it's wrong to feel the way you're feeling, yeah. but I don't want him to feel bad.
Yeah.
Like we're going to his funeral while he's still alive, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, you know, hey, just, it's, you know, your emotions are fine, but just let's conduct ourselves and then we'll go in and then, hey, you know, it's good to see you, man. Like, how's everything going? You know, but that was the only time I've ever been like, don't. I didn't even say don't cry, but like...
I mostly say it to women than I do to men, because
bitches be crying all the damn time. Because
bitches be crying all the time. But before we start drinking, I'm like, girls, come on, we're not even two shots in.
That's true. Bitches be crying about shit, I don't know
it's
why.
It's cute, though. I like it when the boys do this when they're trying not to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm like, that's not going to stop you from not crying. Knock it off. Raising the head up, making the tears to go back in. Do not come out.
Choke those feelings down.
Choke those feelings down.
Sad.
But yeah, I think I say it mostly to women than I do to men to stop
crying. Bitches be crying about everything, though.
They do be crying.
They're their fucking period and shit, and they're gonna cry.
Like, we can't help. You try bleeding for 7 days and not dying and not fucking crying.
True.
We have it rough.
Mm-hmm. So what the fuck are we talking about anyway?
We were going to talk about Love is Blind.
Okay, hold on. So Love is Blind.
Wait, what episode are you on?
I'm current.
You're current.
Okay. It's the episode where I'm shit with the names.
Yeah, they're starting to get married.
It was that first couple was going to get married, or they're getting married. And then you just didn't hear, they did the cliffhanger.
Yeah, as of course
where,
they did.
As to whether they were going to say yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the messes. Just let's talk about the boss.
Let's see. So
let's talk about Jackie and Marsha. What do you think?
I need descriptors. I don't know.
So Jackie's the one. She's like, probably like half black and half Puerto Rican. I don't know. She's spicy.
Oh,
with that big hair.
Yes.
Dating Marshall.
She is a fucking nightmare.
The nicest guy in the world, Marshall.
Yeah,
who's
she's
cute
a
and goofy. Mm-hmm. And then fucking left him for fucking hood ass Josh.
Damn, I know. I
that was crazy. And did you hear him at the party? Marshall, he told Josh, he's like, because Josh was telling him, like, hey, I'm going to try to, like, steal your girl. Like, I'm going to try to
did
come
he say
at
that?
Her. You didn't hear him?
I guess
I'm going to tell her how I feel. I'm going to try to get at her because I feel like that's fucked up. During, like, when we're in the pods, I told you how I felt about her. And you kind of didn't care. And you kind of just took my girl.
Oh, I guess I must have missed that bit.
And then he's like, and then Marshall looked at him and was like, bro, if you could take her, if you can take her, you can fucking have her. Like,
yeah.
If anyone is that, if you're someone
straight up
as stupid looking and as how you act and how dumb looking you are, if you can take this bitch, you can fucking have her.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's a good looking dude too.
Marshall,
his fucking
Marshall's
eyes?
The best looking good guy on the show.
Yeah, it's fucking
I feel like
yeah.
he's the best looking guy on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's the nicest on the show. I don't know if he's just getting a good edit. I don't know that for sure.
Sure.
But from what I can see about Marshall, he is the nicest, the most patient. He's probably a little bit boring, probably. But he's good looking, nice, patient, gives her space, still wants to work it out even when she left him.
Even though she's acting like a fucking twat.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I found out that the reason they weren't having sex was because she had chlamydia in Mexico.
Oh my fucking
and
god!
And like a yeast infection when she came back.
Swear.
Yes, that's what like people are finding like texts she sends her friends
Damn.
On social media and then putting them out there, which is fine. People get yeast infections and people get chlamydia. I never had chlamydia before, but people get that. I'm not judging you, but I'm just saying like this girl. Come on.
So she's trying to make it be like, oh,
he's just not having sex with her,
right?
But it's like, no, girl, like.
He's still being respectful, being like,
yeah.
bitch. He's not being like, bitch, you
and
have fucking.
She said that he has a big dick and it's too big for her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, not on the show, but she said it on a text.
The guy with the green eyes?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
So, I mean, he has all of it. So, anyways, so she left him for Josh. So and she kept the ring.
That was bullshit, too.
I know, but she says that on her social media that Love is Blind buys the ring.
He's garbage.
She's garbage, and that other guy's garbage, mm-hmm. Josh. They deserve each other, to be honest.
And that girl that like looked like fucking Megan Fox, I was like, oh my god. She was like literally...
Who did not look like Megan Fox, by the way.
She looked like... I don't know, I was trying to think of something funny. I can't think
like
of anything.
Like Beans from from that movie. Remember, everyone was calling her Beans.
I don't know, she looked like Megan...
Anyways, she did definitely not look like Megan Fox. She was definitely gross.
And she's like Megan Cox. I don't know. Can't think of it. That's the best I could come up with.
But what about Micah's friend Shelby, the one that was like being super mean to Paul when he met her friends?
And
she didn't even stick up for Paul, her fiance. She was sticking up for her friends.
Right.
Was that fucking
Well, here's the thing about her. That's you're talking about the blonde girl, right?
Yeah.
Not
Chelsea, not the one that's marrying Kami, the one that's marrying the white guy.
Again, I need descriptors, bruh.
Micah and Paul. Micah.
So which ones are you talking about?
I'm talking about Micah.
Blonde girl with the white guy with the curly hair.
Yeah.
Okay. So that bitch, I think the entire time, and I do not think that she is going to say yes.
I don't think she's going to say yes.
Either. I do not think she's gonna, the think entire so. Time. You can tell, and that bitch is not even that fucking cute.
No, she's not cute.
She thinks she's way fucking cute. She thinks she's way cuter than she is. She has the epitome, and the Megan Fox girl has the epitome of the five complex. They go to a club, and they're a five. So a guy fucking sees them, and they go, I could land that bitch in one fucking night. Yeah. And so they get hit on by all his hot guys. So they think that they are a 10 because the guys that are 10s that are trying to land them in one night keep coming after them. But now when they fucking date and they go, why doesn't this guy want to fucking date me serious? Because they're the epitome of that shit.
To be fair, though, they are from Seattle or Portland. So they're maybe a Portland 6 or 7. Yeah. So I'm giving,
is that right?
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt from being from Portland and Seattle.
But no, I had one of my friends, and she legit was like, she was like literally baffled. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I go to a club, and these hot-ass guys get at me. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, but when I'm trying to fucking date somebody, when I'm trying to whatever, all I can get is fucking, you know, nobody's. Nobody's, or like these ugly guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why you can't just go, bro, you're not that cute. The guy sees that you're not that cute. Mm-hmm. He wants to, he knows that you will. Yeah. Use your brain. Mm-hmm. I'm not even trying to talk shit.
No, I know you're not trying to talk shit.
I feel like it makes them ugly. Forget their fucking looks.
Yeah.
The fact that you just saw that guy and you're like, you immediately, I'm like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Like, again, did you look in the fucking mirror?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You know? I don't think
any of them are going to get married. Well, no. Mm-hmm. Tiffany and that other guy, the big black guy, mm-hmm. the boring one. Mm-hmm. I think those two will get married because they're like really the older one, she's like 36.
Mm-hmm. I think the white girl with the black guy.
I don't think that black guy likes her. Kwame, every time he seems annoyed with her, I think she's really into him.
She's totally into
him. She's like too much into him. Unless they're just giving Kwame a bad edit and it looks like he is liking her. Because from my eyes, it seems like he can't stand this bitch. And that she is really into him. And she's lovely and nice.
Uh-huh.
But lovely and nice. Right. But she's way into him. Right. Like way into him.
Right. She's saying yes. You're saying he's going to say no.
I'm thinking he's going to say no. I'm thinking the only people that are going to say yes are the ones I told you.
Wow.
That's what I think. I think that Zach, the doofy guy, mm-hmm. I think he'll say no.
Yeah?
At the end. To
really?
Yeah.
Because she's such a fucking bitch?
Or she'll say no. No, Bliss isn't the bitch. Bliss was the nice one. Oh. Bliss was the one that was the second one. Remember, that other girl left the show because she didn't want to be with him, and then he asked Bliss to marry him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I think they'll both say yes.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Bliss will say no.
I think she's doing the long revenge.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, dude, you said no to me first, and then I said, because I would do that.
No,
but I'm petty like that.
She seems pretty genuine.
You think so?
She seems pretty genuine to me.
I like her.
Because she's, like, crying in front of her family and shit. Like, that's... Unless she's a great actress, which is entirely possible. I don't
know. You know that Kwame, they caught Kwame, like, on one of my TikToks I was watching, auditioning for... This is before Love Is Blind. Auditioning before, for Married at First Sight.
Mm.
Yeah. All these bitches audition for everything. Mm-hmm. Like, so this is, like, kind of like acting for them, I swear.
So basically you're saying...
And also, Kwame doesn't want to move to Seattle. He said...
But he doesn't fucking... He doesn't... Oh, yeah, and he was like, remember, oh, was like Seattle, yeah. It's not that good.
He's like, it's not that good. You're like this person or that person.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you feel like, dude, trying to make it work. I have some
anyway. Okay, hold on. Let me show you. It's pretty funny how people roast the hell out of these people from Love is Blind. It's kind of funny how much, like, people
That's why I would never go on fucking any show like
right?
that.
Right? Because people roast the shit out of you. It's, like, crazy, like, how bad people, like, give you, like, all this fucking... Like, so he talks about, what does he talk about? Not this girl. He talks about this girl, watch.
All right, so I just got caught up on the newest episodes, and we're going to talk about this scene first where we meet Micah's friends. Uh-huh. Because not only is this telling us to why Micah is the way that she is and doesn't deserve a redemption arc, but these two, I'm ready to roast them like a potbelly pig at a luau, so let's get into it. I'm going to get into this human swamp donkey in just a second. But I will say this one, she wasn't as bad. She was still semi-disrespectful, and she didn't do anything to stop her friends from being so rude to Paul, who they just met for the first time. But what's really interesting is the fact that Paul was trying to explain himself and be very genuine and authentic and try to make that effort for Micah. And not only did these two not give him a chance from the get-go, but then Micah had the audacity to not defend him. Like, sweetheart, that's supposed to be your future husband. The way this fee-fi-fo-fum dude in a Dollar Tree wig decided to treat Paul was absolutely unacceptable. Someone who causes a small earthquake by taking a step should not be so bold. Mm-hmm. What really was the nail on the coffin for me is the fact that she literally was happy and took pleasure in the fact that she's broken up Micah's past relationships. Like, she's the type of person that's so miserable in her own life that she wants other people to be miserable with her, so this way she has a reason to complain and not be a better person. And the fact that Micah has allowed this to happen for so long and has let her destroy multiple of her relationships, regardless if the dude was bad or not, like, you should be supportive of your friends and then in secret confide in them, being like, hey, I don't think this guy's a good match for you. You shouldn't be trying to make an effort to break up these relationships for your friend. I'm just so happy that Paul had the backbone and stood up for himself and was like, I don't care what she thinks. I only care what you think to Micah. Mm. And because she's such a vile and miserable person, she was so petty that she disapproved of their relationship just because she got the same energy she was giving out returned to her. Interesting how people like her are so quiet and so petty and so upset when you return that same energy, isn't it? Now, the thing that really razzled my berries was the fact that instead of Micah comforting her man and supporting him, she literally told him that it's unacceptable that he doesn't value her friends.
Oh, God.
Like, the fact your friends treated your fiancé so horribly on their first encounter with him was unacceptable to you? Oh, of course it was. You're doing this for screen time because you're a terrible person. I'm starting to think this overgrown gorilla is just in love with Micah. I understand that she and her friends were all pretty lit at this point because it was her birthday and they've all had a lot of drinks and shots by the time they came. But being under the influence doesn't give you the right to have shitty behavior towards people.
True.
That's right. I don't know who needs
to break the news to her, but breaking up relationships and treating people so terribly doesn't make you a boss and a savage. It makes you a shitty person.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, ma'am, you're single as a Pringle. And I wouldn't recommend eating any more Pringles since you look like that as it is. But overall, she and Micah deserve each other. Damn. And really
so this is Xavier Palazzo.
It do TikTok. Be like that.
This isn't my words, those are his words, but he's kind of pretty fucking funny, so I can listen to him all day talking about shit to everybody. But yes, these...
Yeah, but you don't like when I totally talk shit on people.
You talk shit on people, I know you, so it's different. I don't know that guy.
I'm like, I talk shit like that, you're like, don't be mean. I'm like, what? I want to be bitchy.
God. Too. But yeah, so I don't think anyone's gonna end up together except for that one. That's what I think, because Kwame's mom isn't even...
No, but Kwame's sister came.
I know, but he remember what he said about his mom?
Right. But his sister came.
I don't think he's
And that was a big thing. His sister seemed like she was down.
He doesn't seem like he's in it to win it
But that chick's weird, though, too.
Oh, yeah, she's way too obsessed. What's her name? Chelsea,
she's weird too, though.
No, she's way too obsessed.
Like, she's like, oh, I want to do like a fucking nude photo shoot or whatever with you or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch doing, dude?
She definitely is a little lot.
She's a little bananas.
Yeah, a little.
Right?
Yeah. But you like that.
I do, but I'm just like, I don't understand what she's doing. It's like, she almost, is to a certain degree, seems to fetishize him a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, because I know we've talked about that before, where you're like, oh, well, like if a guy's like into a girl with like huge boobs or just whatever, whatever thing, and like the difference between like, well, gosh, I just like that versus fetishizing.
Yeah.
She seems to almost fetishize him a little bit.
Maybe. I would have to see
her. I need to take these weird photos of him. I need to take these like what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like,
he gives me SK, is it SK from the last season's vibe? Where he cheated on whatever her name was.
I don't know anybody's name.
I know, but he cheated on her. So he gives me those vibes. She even asked him, like, did you, like, want a commitment? He really didn't even answer that question.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. She seems boring to me.
She seems boring. She seems really nice and loyal and genuine. Yes. But she does seem boring. But I shouldn't say that because I'm boring.
Mm-hmm.
I know people say, like, no, you're not boring. But I'm pretty boring. I know. I think so, too. Like, I sleep a lot. Like, I sleep a lot. When I sleep, when I'm not working.
Yes.
I'm sleeping. So Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. No. So Saturday and Sunday, I'm sleeping all day if I can.
Right.
I make it a point to sleep all day if I can on Saturday and Sunday.
Right, right.
Because I'm so tired from working during the week.
Right.
So, I mean, that's pretty boring. You're definitely
boring,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And I don't drink that much. This is the first time I drank. On Saturday was the first time I drank in 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
4 weeks, yeah. Because like I told you, my new rules, I'm not drinking just for fun anymore. I'm drinking for a purpose of fun.
To party.
No, yeah, like if we're doing something, like an event. No, I'm drinking for events.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, did you drink at the concert?
Yeah, that was an event.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
I'll drink for events.
Okay.
You know,
just not, yeah.
Not just to drink.
Not like me, where I drink every fucking day.
Yeah, I'm drinking for events, mm-hmm. which I think I did before anyways.
Yeah,
for but like the most I'm not part. Even drinking for dinner on Saturdays with just Brent.
Which I really do like drinking every day.
I know you do, and that's fine. That's your choice. That's your prerogative.
I don't ever go crazy with drinking, though.
No, you don't go crazy. I just don't like drinking that much. But I do like it a lot when it's at an event and I'm partying because it brings out my fun side.
Yeah.
Because if I was at this Atari show only knowing that one song,
mm-hmm.
I would have been so bored if I wasn't drinking.
Right.
But since I was drinking
right.
and being pretty and fun, then it was so much fun.
Well, you're like, a good drunk. Well, you're a good drunk anyway.
I'm a happy drunk.
Mm, yeah.
I'm bad at pot.
Yeah, well, because you just go to sleep, right?
Well, I act stupid.
Well, you act stupid.
I've seen my videos when I've been on stuff, and they were very cringy. Mm-hmm. But when I'm on alcohol, I'm just loving and fun, and just like want to have a good time and I'm outgoing.
You know? You're good on alcohol.
Yeah, I'm good on alcohol.
Well, no, like dude, on pot, I'm like I just need to go to bed.
Yeah,
I'm not. I don't act stupid. I'm just like. Take a couple of hits. I'm like, I'm going to sleep, everybody.
And it's time for
bye, everybody.
I could do that on my own. Well, I could do that with the help of Xanax, mm-hmm. but kind of.
I watched the balls today.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. Did you have D-Man do it?
No, I did it.
I don't know how you could do it yourself. There's no way I can wax myself.
I put the wax on the strip.
Yes, no, I get it. I get that you know how.
And then I grit my teeth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I can't.
Yeah, today was grooming day. I cut my nails.
Nice.
I don't know what the fucking point was. I may have ADD.
For yourself.
No, I'm saying, like, the point of, like, that wasn't tying anything you were saying.
But that's what we always talk about.
I was,
about.
Like, just thinking, like...
We always do that.
Yeah, look, I groomed, look, cut my nails.
You're all groomed.
Give myself a little mani-pedi, nice. Wax my balls.
I love it.
Kind of waxed my butthole a little bit, too.
Nice.
Like, I took a strip and just went a little bit further back.
Also, like, a lot of hair.
Yeah.
I feel like you have a lot of butt hair.
How dare you?
You just seem like a guy that would.
No, by the way, surprisingly, I'm really not a big hairy guy, but it's more hair than I want on my butthole. How about that?
Was it gray?
How dare you? How dare you? It's funny. that I mean, I guess that's the thing with Mondays. It's like, hey, take out the trash, clean the room, vacuum a little bit. You know what I mean?
Wax your balls.
Wax your balls, yeah.
Nice.
It's nice, dude.
Yeah, it's a good time.
You ever wax your balls?
No, but I get my vagina waxed at Sugar Bell, which is right down the street.
But I only do the sides. I only do, like, the sides.
Yeah. I do the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Oh, no. I can't. The hair on the top?
Yeah.
That would be a fucking nightmare, dude.
No, but I just go full Brazilian when I do it. It doesn't hurt. It's
I fine. Think about it, and it makes me hurt.
But I get it done. I don't want to
right,
do it
No,
myself.
That's true. No, but like literally, like I literally am like all. Like, I have to like pump myself up. You know what I mean?
See, that's why I have someone else do, because there's no way I could do it for myself. Here it goes. Here it comes.
Oh man, it hurts.
I get it done at Sugar Bell. I get sugaring done, so it's like sugar waxing.
Sure.
Done at Sugar Bell with Monica there. It's really good. It's pretty fast, pretty easy. Nope. It's pretty fast and easy.
But I feel like your hair is probably.
I don't have that much hair.
Fine hair.
Yeah, I don't have that much hair. It's not that like I have a lot of bald spots. So.
Yeah, I have like a.
My vagina is going bald.
Yeah. No, I feel like I have like a decent amount of hair, but it's relatively fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it doesn't. I think that's why it doesn't hurt so much.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Like it does, but it doesn't.
So you watched the Brooke Steel documentary?
Yeah. Speaking of balls. It's gross. That was gross. I mean, it's so funny.
Do you remember her when she was younger and all that stuff? Did you think it was gross?
I don't...
You're too young to think about that.
I feel like I'm probably Brooke Shields' same age.
I don't really know ish. Who she is. Yeah.
So I remember when I was fairly young, I remember like, oh, you know, was it Blue Lagoon? Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, oh, well, she's young, and like they kind of showed her nude or whatever, or topless. And I really didn't think anything of it because I'm like, well, I was a kid too.
Yeah.
Maybe I was a little older or young, but I wasn't much older.
Yeah.
And the one that, do you watch the whole thing or no?
Beluga?
No, the
I did watch the whole documentary, so let's start off kind of sort of at the beginning so we don't go.
Start at the beginning.
Let's try to not go all over the place with it.
Fuck's sake.
So I did watch Hulu's. I think it's called Baby. What is it called? Like Pretty Baby or something. I don't know. It's with Brooke Shields. And to be honest, my first memory of Brooke Shields, I think, was Blue Lagoon, or maybe it was she did it like an appearance on The Facts of Life. I really don't remember too much, but that's it. I don't remember her doing those movies when she was like a kid, like the baby prostitute movies, because I think I was too young to remember that. I mean. Yeah, that's how she started off, right? She was doing, like, modeling when she was, like, what, 7?
No, she started doing modeling when she was, like, a baby.
Did they say she was a baby?
She did a Gerber baby ad.
Okay, I must have missed
it. And then it was, like, and then she was, like, she, like, just did, and then, like, we were, like, she's such an attractive baby. You're,
that
like,
was gross. The interviews are gross. But then, and I'm only doing this just for reference at how it still goes on. Yeah, she was really young when she was doing those interviews, sure. And how the host was like, well, you're just, like, such an attractive girl. Mm-hmm. Like, that's disgusting.
It's creepy.
But they did that to Justin Bieber, too, when he was little. Like, right. When he was first coming out.
Sure.
Like, Ellen DeGeneres and those people would be like, sure. Oh, my gosh, you're such a cutie. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. And it's like, this is kind of creepy a little bit. It's kind of a lot.
No, but saying somebody's a cutie
is
not the same as
but it was
you're
like,
you're hot ass.
It was still, cute too much. So it wasn't like, oh, you're such a cutie pie. It was like, I want to grab her. And he was like uncomfortable. Oh, and right. You see him uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, please don't touch me, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's why he's so standoffish now to everybody.
Right.
But it's they still do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's gross.
It's gross.
Yeah. I'm always wary of, like, meeting people's kids or meeting people's, like, people, like, and not. You know, I'm very, like, I love children and I'm, like, you know, always friendly with them. But I'm very not going to be the one that touches your child if I don't know your child. I'm going to be the one like, how are you doing? Oh, my gosh, I love your hat. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to be like, oh, my gosh, what a good-looking kid you have.
He's so hot.
What a little heartbreaker. I do not want to frighten parents. You know what I mean? It's different. I feel like if you know them, like my cousins or whatever.
Sure.
But I just feel like sometimes strangers can be so off-putting to children. Well, where it's like, and I get they're not trying. Everyone's not trying to be a predator.
And you would think if you,
but you should really watch it.
But you would think if you're an interviewer that you would be a little more conscious or something.
Yeah.
And Brooke Shields, like there was like the one she was talking. You did watch the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
So there was like the one thing where she had taken pictures when she was like 9 or something. Like nude pictures.
Like nude pictures, yeah.
For and a book or she, and the guy's like, oh, I'm going to release him. And she's like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Like, and it's like she's all done up. Like her hair is all done up. Her makeup. It's like those pictures, they're not, you don't even see them nude. Those are creepy fucking pictures, dude.
Yeah.
That is some fucking real pedo shit. And you're like, that's not okay.
No, but you still have, like, toddlers and tiaras. Still, but, no. Yeah. And I get that they're not that. Yes. And I'm not saying that they're that, but all made up.
No, that's true. No, that's true. That's true.
Where it's still creepy. It's like, you could have little cute pageants, whatever, mm-hmm. but rules should be that they can't be wearing makeup or any kind mm-hmm. of falsies or anything because they're children.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a thing.
I agree. Well, and, you know, and again, it's like, why... And they're like, oh, it got thrown out. I'm like, why was it not child pornography?
How was it not?
Like, by definition, yeah, you have a nude photo of mm-hmm. a underage person, that is child pornography.
Yeah.
By definition.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, it's whatever. And I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing kind of creeped me out. It's funny because as I've gotten older, especially...
Mm-hmm.
I don't like even being alone with younger girls.
No.
Oh, like the mom's like, oh, I'm going to go and whatever. I'm like, nah. Like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I now, mind you, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to do anything. I would never do anything.
Of course not.
But I don't even want anything to be even fucking, mm-mm. like, if they're not there, I don't want anything even remotely to be perceived. Oh, well, he said something and it seemed weird. I don't even want that. So it's like, no, stay in here.
Yeah.
I don't like it when the parent leaves or when I don't even want to be alone with anybody that's young like that.
Nope. I've always told coworkers of mine when I was working with children, never be alone with the child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know we all have background checks and all that stuff mm-hmm. and I know like all the rules, but I'm like, never be alone with the child. Make mm-hmm. sure always someone's there with you.
I agree.
I'm like, because it covers you, it covers the kid, we're all good.
Well, and again, and there are certain situations that could be perceived a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then even if you didn't do anything, but they perceived it one way, and so you have a third person in the room, mm-hmm. like, nothing went on.
Mm-hmm.
Or something did happen, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, the older I get, and so I think with that lens, I see that Brooke Shields thing, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's all the stuff that actually happened to her, which was like, you know, her mom's a lot to blame for it, I feel
sure.
like. You know, society, all those other people around her, of course. But I feel like her mom putting her in these roles, especially with the baby prostitute, which I didn't see the movie. But
that shit was creepy. But that's just even a few even scenes.
The thought of it, it was just like, oh my God, that's like really gross.
Super gross.
Yeah, you know? It's like, Blue Lagoon, that's whatever. But I don't really remember the movie that much, honestly, because I saw it when I was a lot younger.
Mm-hmm.
But
which one was she older in?
The Blue Lagoon.
She was older in Blue Lagoon.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that other one was fucking super gross, though.
The baby.
Because the whole thing was the baby
prostitute one is when she was like 11, I think.
Was that what the movie was called?
I don't know. It was called like Baby or something. I don't know.
But like, yeah, there was like the whole scene of like, oh, she's like an official version. They bring her out. I'm like, dude, that is fucking.
And then the way she's like. When she had to kiss that guy, she would always, like, pinch her face. And then the guy would tell her, just make believe, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it would make her, like, feel more comfortable that
so
he said that.
So fucking gross, though.
Like, dude, that's so gross.
The whole fucking thing is super
like,
gross.
Like, if I was a grown guy and, like, I knew I had to do a scene with, like, a younger girl.
How about
like
no?
That, I'd be like, no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, this is gross.
How about you hire someone else?
I get the whole...
Or how about we don't... How easy would it have been... Not to show scenes, like, let's not do a movie about a child prostitute anyways, but if you were, how easy it is just not to see the scenes that you guys are doing anything.
Well, it's...
Just pretend to go in a room together.
It's interesting because as an artist, mm-hmm. I sometimes get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the notable ones I can't remember the guy's name, but he did like a... He was a photographer, and he would do... Basically, like, you know, he would take like a like almost like a nudist photography. Let's just say
mm-hmm.
he would have like the mom, the dad, the kid, whatever, and then they'd also mm-hmm. be nude, but and just sitting at the beach, nothing provocative.
Yeah.
And but then there was one book that same photographer and there was a little bit of a this was probably 20 years ago,
uh-huh.
kind of a little bit of a stir about it because like, dude, this, it's the same thing. It's like
yeah.
you have all these young kids that are whatever. And so he's like, well, you know, it's just interesting seeing the, you know, the progression between like, well, this is a girl that's preteen and teen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I get that might be interesting for you.
Yeah.
But you have to also understand that this is fucking pervy and there's a lot of fucking people that
see it that way.
Yeah, see it as pervy. Yeah. And they are pervy. They don't see it as pervy. They are pervy.
And they're getting off on it.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. So it's like,
yeah.
It's like, I get the whole, like, oh, well, this is, you know, whatever, like Lolita shit. Like, I get it.
But even the movie, like, Lolita is gross. It's no, like, that's what yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. It's gross. That wasn't even Brooke Shields. That was somebody else. And it's, like, the same kind of story
as the other one. I mean, that's my point.
Yeah.
And it's like, I get it as a concept. It's gross.
It's gross. It is. It's gross. I remember even, like, I guess I don't hear it so much now, but when I was younger, people would always talk about, like, Christina Ricci when she was little, and, like, Natalie Portman when she was younger, during the time when she was younger.
All right.
And be like, oh, she's going to grow up to be so hot. I'm like, that's gross. This girl's, like, 7 years older than this movie. Sure. Like, stop it. Like, right. You know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, why do you have to say things like that? Like, I get that you're a dude or whatever, but it's like, why do you have to do this? Like, why do we have to sexualize everybody and everything?
Right.
Can it just be we're watching this movie and you don't have to say fucking anything? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, especially about a fucking 10-year-old. Like, maybe talk about the other people in it that are, like, right, fucking older. Jesus.
Right.
There was always things like that.
Well, and it's weird. Well, I mean, what did you think of the whole, was it American? No, American Beauty?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that whole, like, because that girl was, like, I think 16 or something like that.
Yeah, but at the time she wasn't 16.
Oh,
but
she was not.
Yeah, no, she wasn't.
She was, well, what did you think as the portrayal? Because, again, it's the whole point was that guy was being inappropriate.
Yeah.
The whole point of the thing wasn't that...
The whole point wasn't saying that
it was good.
No. It wasn't saying that it was good, but that was the least part of the movie.
It wasn't just
based on that.
Right, but I'm saying... So yes. that's an example of we're doing this thing in film to illustrate the point that this guy's being weird. Mm-hmm. Like, this is something that maybe guys think and guys might fantasize. It's illustrating that point.
It's illustrating the point that this older gentleman was fantasizing about his high school daughter's best friend, fantasizing about it, but not doing things about it.
Right, and he didn't do anything. Right.
That's two separate things. Whether you think about someone that's in high school, and that's the bare minimum I'm willing to go, is high school with this conversation.
Right.
Whether you fantasize about somebody in high school, that's one thing. Whether you're doing something with somebody that's in high school and you're over the age and they're underage, that's where you cross every line.
This podcast kind of got serious, didn't it?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, just like for this, talk about the
Brooke Shields. No, I mean, but...
But yes, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying that that's... There's two different things. You know?
No, for sure. Yeah. Well, in that one, I think that in versus the one that Brooke Shields was in, it was like, you know, because the director, I guess, when they were talking about that, like, the director purposefully, like,
kept pushing it.
Well, no, left it ambiguous as to whether it was good or bad.
Yeah.
American Beauty showed that it was bad. Like, it's like, dude, like, okay, I get that. And he's like, no, like, dude.
But
like,
also, Brooke Shields in that film was not even...
Well, that's true. She was, like, 11 or something.
She was an adolescent.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was gross.
So...
Well, no, in the part where she has to fucking kiss the guy, even if it's a fucking movie, dude, like, really?
Yeah, it's gross.
Well, and I mean, not to jump subjects, but yeah, I was watching that, the third version of, the third installment of the R. Kelly thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. I'm like, dude, like, in my mind, dude, leave kids alone. Yeah. Just fucking, that's it, dude. It's like.
Definitely leave kids alone.
Because, again, even for me being my age, when somebody's like 25 or 28, it still feels like it's too young, dude. Yeah. Like, I know that they're a fully functioning brain or whatever, but it's like, they're too young.
Oh, yeah.
But, so when these motherfuckers are like, oh, this girl's 16 or 50, I'm like, are you kidding? You're 50?
Yeah.
And with a 15-year-old?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean,
guys hit on me that are in their 20s and I think it's gross. So I'm like, no. No, baby, no.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, who's your dad?
Right.
Because, no.
Right.
Like,
right. Yeah. Let me introduce me to your dad, right?
Introduce me to your dad, maybe.
Yeah, I got you.
No, yeah, I'm good. But, yeah, that stuff's creepy.
Did you watch the R. Kelly thing? The most
like, years ago.
No, there's two.
It's not. It's the same thing.
I mean,
They played it. For some reason, they have it on Netflix now, and I don't know why. But this is the three-parter that was, like, on 2 years ago.
I don't think it is.
I think it is. It's called the same thing, Surviving R. Kelly, right?
Right, but I'm saying, now, so I just started watching the third installment, mm-hmm. and it's like, it's actually him going, like, him actually going to jail, mm-hmm. like him, like, it's almost up to current. So, like, so I think these, there was the first one that had, like, three or four episodes.
Yeah.
Then there's this, there's the part two, and then there's part three. So, part three comes up to current.
Okay.
So it is a new, it just, literally just got released, like, just right now. Like,
yeah.
Like, 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah.
I mean, not like you're learning anything new, but it's actually goes through showing him actually going to court.
I don't think I need to sell that. But back to Brooke Shields.
Oh, yes, Brooke Shields, yeah. That's what I said. How dare you?
I felt bad for her, you know? Mm. And I feel like a lot of people went through that. I feel like the same thing with Drew Barrymore probably went through the same thing.
Oh, man. You know? For sure.
And... you know, she talks about, like, all the other stuff, like, how she was always, like, the face, and how, like, when she was dating that tennis player, and she did a scene with, like, somebody from Friends, how he freaked out, and it was just a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how she...
He freaked out.
She was dating Andre, like, the tennis player Andre, whatever.
Agassi.
Like, yeah. And she told him, I got a role to appear on Friends. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be obsessed with Joey's character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna kiss him in it. And he's mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's okay. And then when he saw her do it, he freaked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, broke everything.
Oh, wow.
And then fucking left.
Wow.
So, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's I cleared crazy. It with you in advance, right?
Yeah, and I told you in advance, like, what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And also, I'm an actress.
Right, as it turns out.
As it turns out, I'm an actress.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, give me a fucking break. Why are people like this? I don't know.
Well, and it's, one, it's weird, too, because, you know, we play music, and, you know, it's like... It makes you feel weird. Even people are like, oh, you did a good job. Good job. The one song you did was great. It makes me feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. I don't like attention.
Yeah.
And then so it's funny because, you know, when I see those young kids and they're getting all this attention, you can just tell they're, like, not okay.
Yeah.
Even if they're not doing anything inappropriate.
Yeah.
I think there was just a lot of shit that's in the news this week. Did you see the thing with the Dalai Lama?
Oh, the tongue?
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, suck on my tongue? Like, yeah. Are you kidding me, bro? Yeah,
that was weird.
Fucking hell.
Well, also, wait, by the way.
I know. Sorry, ADD. Go ahead.
Amazon, do you have Amazon Prime?
No.
Okay. Well, you can use my Amazon Prime if I remember to give you this stuff. Mm-hmm. But you should watch Daisy Jones and the Six. It's like about, like, musicians and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's with Elvis Presley's wife's. But Elvis Presley's daughter's, yeah, she's in it.
Elvis Presley's daughter's in it.
No,
it's about her.
No, Elvis Presley's daughter's in it. His granddaughter.
His granddaughter.
Yes.
It's actually his granddaughter's
it's actually
in it.
Okay. She plays Daisy, but they're like a group and they tour and it's pretty good.
Oh no, it's supposed to be about It's supposed to be based off of a.
Like Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac, yeah.
I figured that's what it's supposed to be based mm-hmm. on. But it's really good. I love it.
Yeah, somebody told me about that.
I watched it because they have a song called Aurora on it. And I'm like, I'm going to watch this show because it has a song called Aurora on it. And stupid. I love it. Mm-hmm. I do, though, happen to like attention. So me being in a band would be perfectly fine because I would love it.
True.
Because I do like attention.
True.
I don't like attention, though. That's, like, weird attention when someone's just staring at me. Because, okay, when someone's just staring at you, what's the first thing you think? Like, not, like, at a bar. Like, let's say you're just, like, walking, like, to your car or something. Someone's just, like, staring at you.
What
do you think?
What the fuck?
So when I'm walking and someone's just staring at me, I'm always like this. Like, I touch my zipper to make sure my zipper's not undone. Because that's the first thing my mind goes to. I'm like, fuck, is my zipper undone? And I go like this to make sure. And then the next thing I do is, like, is my face. Is
I would assume they were staring at your titties.
I never assume that. I just think it's something with my face or my fucking zipper.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm just, like, walking.
It's your titties.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that.
Just for future reference. It's always the titties.
But, yeah, so that's, like, my... And I'm always thinking, like... What's the first thing people think of, like, when they're, like, getting stared at? Like, do they look at their face? Do they think that something's...
I think my opinion, well, if it's a girl, maybe they're interested. If it's a guy, like, they're looking to fucking fight or...
But why would just someone look at you to fight you?
I don't know. Why does anybody do anything?
I know, but that's kind of...
I'm just saying that would because why are you fucking staring at me?
Maybe they think they know you. Maybe they like your beard.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
It just instantly.
But I was just like, why is it? Like, no, because it's a guy. Why are you? I'm not staring at any fucking guys.
Yeah. No, I know.
But unless I'm trying to fuck him or fight him. You know what I mean?
I stare at women when I like their outfits, and I look like, I wonder where she bought that outfit from. Mm-hmm. And then I'll have to like remember, don't stare so hard for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like...
Sometimes I'll look at guys, and I'll be like, oh, I like his shoes. And then I don't stare at that guy for so long.
Right. No, I I don't know. I feel like... Yeah, because again, I think with guys especially, it's like... Guys staring at other guys is not generally accepted. You know, it's like you're either like, yeah, you like, yeah, you're either trying to fight them or you're going to try to fucking, you saw me carry money in my pocket or whatever. And so you want to fucking try to rob me or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's never anything like pleasant. I don't ever think, oh, like, yeah. Oh, that guy thinks I'm cute.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Nobody would ever think that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to your fucking towel dress, by the way?
I don't
see you wear it anymore.
It's a towel dress, isn't it?
No.
I don't know.
That's tie-dye.
I don't know. I got my toothpaste on it. I don't know. Somewhere. Mm. It's somewhere buried in all my clothes. Mm-hmm. Buried deep.
Yeah. And Nick's probably upset that it's not in the rotation anymore.
It's not in the rotation. It's somewhere. I basically sleep with no clothes on because we just always sleep with no clothes on.
True.
Except for panties.
Dude, by the way, I was shocked the other day. You fucking had the air conditioner on.
Dude, I was so hot.
I was like, I woke up in the morning and I turned it off because I go.
You, oh shit.
Hold on. Because I'm like, there is no fucking way that these I'm like, Nick probably turned that shit on at night because it was hot. And then I'm like, there is no way they turned the fucking air on.
That's hilarious because I blamed it on Nick. We got in this argument, not an argument, not a big, we know.
Oh, no, it wasn't me then. It was Nick.
But I was like, dude, what the fuck? Did you go downstairs when I was sleeping and turn off the air? Anyway, so,
figured it was probably the Gooch that did it.
Yeah, I thought it was the Gooch that did it. And he's like, no, why would the Gooch, why would I do it? And I'm like, I don't know why you would do it, but I think that you did it, because why else, right? And then he's like, no, I didn't. And anyways, so I can start turning on the air on and off with my phone.
Oh, okay, so you turned it back on.
So I turned it on with my phone. I was hot as shit.
It was cold as fuck.
And he's like, I'm cold. I'm like, I can't cuddle on you.
Right.
Because then I'll get sweaty.
Right.
But if I turn on this air.
Uh-huh. Then you can cuddle.
Then I can cuddle.
Be a jetpack.
So, yes, I'm his little jetpack. And he's like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I turned that fucking. I was like, there is no. I walked out. I was like, fucking cold. I'm like, there's no fucking way.
I was like, sweaty hot. Up there.
I literally. Because it happens every once in a while. Like, I'll be going to leave and the fucking heater's on. I'm like, oh, I turn it off because I'm like, I'm not trying to waste the fucking air. Or if I'm like, there's no way. That they have this fucking air on and it's cold as fuck right now. So I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to save.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save you guys fucking electricity, bruh.
Yeah, I fucking.
Stupid dick.
Yeah, because you have it right here.
Okay.
So I control it now.
So now I'll just assume that you're just fucking.
Yeah, or you could ask me.
It's cold. I'm like, it's cold and you're just trying to make it be colder. I mean, that's.
I was just trying. Like right now it says, well, this is like really. It's 77, right?
Right.
That to me is hot.
It is not, though.
But I know it's not hot right now, but on Sunday morning, I was super hot.
It was cold, dude.
Yeah. I don't know, but I was hot, and I was in all the covers.
Maybe it's menopause.
You're menopause.
Fucking stupid.
I
mean,
I had, like, 3 different blankets on me, so mm-hmm. That was probably why I was hot also.
Right. Yeah, maybe less blankets, dude.
Maybe less blankets would help.
Why are you so sleepy?
I don't know. I need to go to sleep.
I'm tired. Why are you so tired all the time?
I don't know.
You have sleep apnea.
What do you got going on this weekend? Anything fun?
I'm going to a show.
Which one?
It's one of my friends is she's in a show at Cal State Fullerton.
Like a play. Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be cute. That's Friday night.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, I'm going out with a couple friends.
Oh, where are you guys going?
I'm not sure. It's a little dinner or something.
A little dinner. Have a little dinner.
A little dinner. It's a couple drinks.
That's cool.
Be fabulous. What about you?
I'm doing nothing except for on Sunday, I'm going to go see Felipe Esperanza.
Who?
Felipe Esperanza, the comedian.
¿Qué es esto?
Felipe Esperanza.
He says jokes?
Yeah, he's a comedian.
Is he like, what's his name?
Felipe Esperanza.
Is he like Fluffy or whatever? Is his cousin or something?
I don't think he's his cousin, but I think that they might have toured before together. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's his cousin.
Is he funny or no?
He's okay.
You going with B-Rent?
No, with Natalie. Natalie was like really dying to see him.
Oh, really?
So I was like, okay.
You're like, I guess. He just does a bunch of jokes about being Mexican and shit.
The last time I saw him was maybe 10 years ago. He won Last Comic Standing. Mm. Like a million years ago. And so I saw him when that happened. And I think I remember him being okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he's headlining, right, I'm sure he's good.
He sold out, like, everywhere, like, headlining. Like, he sold out, like, all his shows. Yeah, That's why we have to go to Sunday show.
Yeah, I'm sure he's good.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to that. Other than that, I have my taxes on this day. Because I think they're due on this day, right?
They're not due till October.
No, that's only California, though. I still have to do federal.
You know where you live?
Yeah, I know, but they're still federal taxes. No. The girl that works taxes at my work says you still have to do your federal.
Bro.
She definitely told me that today.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
It doesn't matter. I'm just going to log in and get an extension.
Yeah. Look at when are federal taxes due in California?
Yeah, whatever. I'm still logging to
an extension. Well, no, I'm still going to do it too, to be fair.
So that's what I'm going to do Friday. Because
you got to clear your mind of this shit.
And then Saturday, I'm going to do nails. And I think I'm going to switch my waxing appointment.
Yeah, you're going to get waxed again?
Yeah.
Your cornhole or what?
Yeah, I got to get it all waxed up. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably do that. Yeah, that's it.
Is your hair long right now?
Yeah. I'm going to get...
No, your wax.
Oh, no. It's long enough to wax.
A quarter inch?
But, like, it's not like...
A 16th?
It's not like... It's crazy.
You're not like a... It's not like you have a fucking...
It really doesn't get... It's crazy to me how it doesn't get that crazy. Because I let it grow out for like a couple months. Mm-hmm. And it didn't get as crazy as I thought it was going to be. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Nick loved it, though. I was like, Jesus. He's so into the, like, the 70s.
Nick likes the disco bush?
He likes the disco bush. It's weird. But it doesn't get like... I thought it was going to get like, you know... But it doesn't get like
that. It's weird, though, because I think I told you that there was one girl that I saw. And she was like... Like hair around her nipples and stuff. I don't know. I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it.
I've never had hair around my nipples.
But it's intriguing is all I'm saying.
I get it. But I've never had hair around my nipples. So that's not usual. That's
not a hair.
Not one hair. Not one. I've actually only know one girl. And me and my girlfriends are pretty honest with each other about stuff. So I only know one girl who had like one big hair nipple that was like super long. Uh-huh. And that's the only girl I've ever known with a hair nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll show you. If I find the picture, I'll forward it to you.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's just weird, you know, because yeah, it's just around like a guy.
Yeah.
Basically.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
But no, I never had that.
But Nick likes a disco bush, huh?
He does like a disco bush, and I don't. So we get through it. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, well, sometimes I'll do it, sometimes I won't.
Mm-hmm.
But I really prefer it. Just
yeah, no, I'm not a big hair fan.
Clean shaven. Yeah. Not shaven, clean sugar waxed.
Vaxed, waxed, vaxed, and snatched. Waxed,
ready to attack.
That's right.
Well, anything else? Anything else happening new? Or anything else you want to talk about? I didn't watch any of 90 Days, so I can't talk about that.
I didn't watch it either.
But I did watch Darcy and Stacey, the last one, mm-hmm. where... Andre has his hair bleached and started getting in a fight with that guy with the blue hair.
Oh.
And they had like a weird bachelorette comp. I don't like. You know what? You know what I like? You know what I don't like?
That wasn't the other way.
No, not. Oh, it's Georgie. Sorry, Georgie.
Georgie, calm down.
You know what I don't like? Huh. I don't like when people have combo bachelorette. Bachelor parties. Stupid. I think that's so dumb.
Goes against the whole point.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Goes against the whole point.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. I think it's ridiculous. How mm-hmm. are you going to have a combo bachelor, bachelorette party? Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's so wrong. Stupid. It makes me so mad. And they had that and it was driving me crazy.
Having been married, you got to have that one last day of freedom.
You have to.
I need some titties in my face.
Exactly. I agree.
Remember, like, when Nick had his bachelor party, like, I was, like, the only, like, friend that paid to have him fucking have, like, 12 strippers on him.
He hated
but,
it.
But, so what?
That was hilarious.
You gotta do it.
I know.
It's mandatory.
By the way, I'm the one that got you guys all together and told you guys you have to take him out.
Yeah, but everyone was buying him private dances. I'm like, no, he needs to go on stage. He needs to have 12 or 15 strippers on his ass.
It was so funny.
Well, that was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing unless you do something like that.
No, I know. I absolutely agree. That's why I wanted you guys to take him out.
That's right.
Right? You gotta take him out. Mm-hmm. One last round.
One last round. Before he has one fucking boring-ass vagina for the rest of his life.
My vagina is pretty boring.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I can't remember. You said you're an innie or an outie?
I'm an innie.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm an innie. I feel like I'd be more fun if I was an outie, though.
Why?
I don't know. Why? I don't really. But everyone has something that they don't want, so you know.
Yeah, everyone wants the opposite.
The innies want the outies. The outies want the innies. Innies. Yeah, so who the fuck knows?
Right. Yeah. True. True.
But yeah.
All you're right. Getting so sleepy. Sleepy bear.
Oh, I'm gonna wake up.
All right, well, okay, look. Fucking.
Wait, have you ever had McDonald's coffee? Like the new ones?
No.
They're pretty freaking.
It's bomb?
Yeah, they're pretty freaking amped me up.
Is it hype?
Yeah. I was like, whoa, when I had one. I only had one ever.
Did you eat breakfast with that coffee?
No, but. What's wrong with you?
How about that? I might do it tomorrow.
I got jazz.
I want a sausage, egg, biscuit sandwich with, and I'll get a coffee.
You get a coffee?
That's good,
it?
Dude.
Yeah.
I love McDonald's, man.
McDonald's breakfast.
People talk shit on McDonald's. By the way, the In-N-Out burger in Brea, I'm going to say it. It's controversial.
Yeah. You don't like it?
Hasn't been good, dude.
It hasn't?
No.
I've ate there.
And I said it to somebody the other day, and they're like, no. They're like, I agree. Last few times we went there, it wasn't good.
Oh, they so all taste the same to me.
So in Brea, it's the hat, or I'd say McDonald's.
Yeah.
In-N-Out's been garbage.
I mean, I don't like McDonald's unless it's breakfast. And the only reason, but for breakfast, McDonald's, like, I have to be really hungover.
Right.
Because that's home. Because when I remember eating McDonald's is always when I'm really hungover.
Sure.
So that's the only time I want it. But I don't like McDonald's, like, on its own. Just, like, that's, like, the worst place.
No, but
Del Taco's my go-to. Right. Del fucking Taco or the Hat.
Those are my Yeah, no, Del Taco's good. Yeah, no, Del Taco, I actually am a Taco Bell. I'm more Taco Bell.
No, Taco Bell doesn't have fries.
But Del Taco doesn't have a double-decker Taco Supreme.
I don't care
about You get the soft tortilla with beans, and then you get the crunchy tortilla wrapped around that with all it's heaven.
No, me gusta is the queso fries, no carne, add jalapenos. Uy,
Dios mío, you're so ethnic.
That's the stuff.
All right.
Yes.
Look at that's a mosquito right there.
Get it, kill it, kill it.
Oh, I got it.
Do you like how I speak Spanish?
Ay. Síguelo. Anyway.
That's how I speak Spanish.
All right, so end on a good note. Be like, hey, bro.
Hey, you know what? I think, it's a positive wisdom. Something wisdom to say. Oh, yeah, go. I would say, try not to take anything personal when strangers are being assholes to you, because they're probably going through it, and they also probably have mental issues. So try not to whine about it all day like I've been doing today about the stranger that was mean to me today.
Facts.
Try not to dwell.
Facts.
Try not to dwell.
How about this? Yeah. If nobody likes you, just know that I like you.
I like you.
Feel that?
Yeah. Some of you I love. But
some real shit, man.
Definitely like.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that you guys listen to the podcast. Subscribe, like, comment.
Smash that like button.
Tell me, go on my Instagram, my Funny Cupcake Instagram, and write to me and tell me if you want me to do a YouTube or not. Mm-hmm. I can't do it with the Gooch because they're Jesus. But if I really want to do
it. I'll wear a horse mask.
I thought you were this whole time.
Duh.
And then maybe I can find someone to do it with me.
Yeah.
Alright, okay.
Alright, bye. Have a good night.
Have a good night, man. Have a good life.